From the American Tobacco Historic District, this is The State of Things. I'm David Crabtree. 20 years ago, some folks gathered in central North Carolina for the Merle Watson Memorial Festival. The tribute stage was 2 trailer beds, but there were 4,000 eager attendees. The brainchild of music legend and Merle's father, Doc Watson, the festival, now called Merle Fest, grew into an annual tradition, drawing an expected crowd of 80,000, as well as musicians from across the country to fill its 13 stages in Wilkesboro. The Merle Fest American Music Festival kicks off this week for 4 days of roots music, jazz, and rock. The crowds will file in to camp out, pull up a chair, sing, and dance throughout the weekend. Joining us now from Nashville are two of the Merle Fest regulars, performers and songwriters, Jim Lauderdale and Daryl Scott. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you, David. Good morning.
Good morning there.
Glad that you could join us. We also welcome your calls and emails this hour at 1-877-962-9862 or SOT at WUNC.org. Jim, let's begin with you. You're a North Carolina native, so how does it feel to be coming home to play?
It feels great. Every year I come back. I was born in Statesville and lived in Troutman for my first 5 years, so that's just around the corner from North Wilkesboro.
And Daryl, what about you? How do you feel about being here this weekend?
I'm looking forward to it. I always do. It's kind of the start-off festival for a season that'll kind of go maybe into the early fall for us musicians. This is kind of the first one that just, it's the wake-up call for the year. So sometimes you'll have a new project to lay out there or a new band or something. And so it's always sort of our wake-up call that we're not slumbering through the winter anymore.
Jim, when you talk with people about Merle Fest, and let's presume it's someone who knows nothing about this festival, what do you tell them about it?
Well, I encourage them to go and just say that there's such a diversity of music. I mean, basically, it kind of leans heavily towards the acoustic music side with a lot of bluegrass, but there's all sorts of stuff, really, and you know, a lot of folks haven't been turned on to that kind of stuff, but if they have, especially, they just have the cream of the crop there every year. So you just can't miss, and there's so many stages going on that there's something for everybody.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this was never intended to be an annual festival, was it not? Wasn't this a one-time event?
Oh, you're wrong. You're very wrong. No, David, I'm teasing. I'm kidding.
Thank you.
No, there's no correct. I'm not really sure. Daryl, do you know?
I'm not sure either. I know I'm not sure that was in their intention at the beginning. I know it was just to get together in the memory of Merle and getting the friends together and players and stuff. But I'm certain, actually, they never envisioned 80,000
people. Oh, no. No, I'm sure. Yeah.
Somewhere along the line it got there. Yeah.
And Merle was considered by so many to be so promising as far as his talents on stage and off stage.
Boy, he was. I was fortunate to get to see him several times with Doc, and he was really amazing.
Someone also
a nice guy too.
Yeah, someone also described him as the eyes of Doc Watson. Is that fair?
That's a good description, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, you were talking about the music and the different types of music earlier. I want you to help me out with something, if you would. I'm a native of Nashville, Tennessee. Grew up just north of the city. Thought I knew a lot about country and bluegrass music. And then I come across this term, roots music. I had never heard that one before.
Yeah, I've been hearing it lately myself. I'm not sure, you know, about terms, and it's funny, language and what we will hang on to and enter that word into our use and all that. But to me, roots music, I guess it maybe might be opposed in contrast to commercial music, you know, on one level. Roots might also be acoustic music, but then again, like at Merle Fest, there's going to be electric stuff, but it'll still be rootsy, you mm-hmm. know.
I mean, is roots and bluegrass, are they cousins?
Well, I guess, maybe, because that is kind of a broad term, but maybe in some ways it can be used to be like, you know, what Daryl was saying, you know, the roots of commercial music today, you know, pop music, a lot of rock, whatever, really you can trace it back to old-timey music, bluegrass, you know, folk songs that came across from Ireland and Scotland. Also, roots music, it kind of encompasses, rawer forms of acoustic blues, too, I guess.
All right, we've got 13 stages this weekend. As many as 80,000, give or take 1,000 or so, are expected. What is it like to perform on a stage with all of these people who are there for the specific reason of just this great experience of these types of music?
Well, it's because of the different stages. For example, there's one they call a main stage. And then there's little ones that'll be, you know, maybe 60 people, maybe at the smallest, or maybe a couple hundred. So they each have their own little vibe, and they have their own little setting. Some are outdoors. Some will be on the side of a hill with a smaller PA system, so you don't show up with your full band on that. And they're all different. Or there'll be a cafe night indoors of sort of just singer-songwriter stuff, you know, with maybe 50, 60 people. So what's cool about it is I tend to play each one based upon the feel and vibe of that stage, you know. I'm still doing the songs that I might do at the different stages, same songs, but I'll just approach it a little differently. So the bigger sound system, the bigger band, you know, whether I'm playing electric or acoustic. And so each set is going to be totally different, actually.
Well, what about this stage? How about a flavor of what we might hear this weekend?
Okay. You want me to do a tune?
Absolutely. Give me what is the name of this tune?
This is a song off of a new record here of mine. The song's called Hank Williams' Ghost.
In the early morning hours, just before you're wide awake, before you've summoned all your powers to cover up your big mistake, when all the coulda, woulda, beens, they collide with shoulda knowns. Yeah, and all your raging angst hillbilly sins, they have an odor all their own. Oh, but it's all right, it's okay. Yeah, you'll learn to look the other way. Life is short, life is long. Hey, get your guitar and sing this song. Da 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 da. Now you're kicking back the covers. Yeah, now you're ready to make your stand. You never ever really ever thought that you were quite like all the others. No, you had such promise in your hands. And truth and honor. I thought you did not pass the test. Whoa, up in heaven, you're a goner. Seems you're as human as the rest. Well, it's all right, it's okay. Yeah, you'll understand some other way. Like on your knees or on your back. Hey, take one last breath and fade to black. Da 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 da. Die, 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 die. Nobody said it would be easy, and nobody said it had to be this hard. It had to be this hard. floating o'er the mountain with the living world below. They're so full of hope and they're so full of wanting, most of which they'll never know. But you have heard the angels singing. Hell, they're singing to you yet. Oh, take the gifts that they are bringing. They may be all that you get. Well, it's all right. It's okay. Yeah, you'll be a saint some other day. Farewell, adios. You know we hurt the ones we love the most, and we blame it on Hank Williams' ghost.
Daryl Scott, very nice, and a flavor of what we're going to hear at Merlefest. Hank Williams' ghost. This is The State of Things. We're talking with Merlefest musicians Daryl Scott and Jim Lauderdale, and we're taking your phone calls and email 1-877-962-9862 and sot@wunc.org. Just ahead, more music from Jim and Daryl. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. This is The State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm David Crabtree. Merlefest American Music Celebration kicks off this week in Wilkesboro. Joining us today from Nashville to talk about the festival and to play a little more of their music of their own are veteran Merlefest musicians Jim Lauderdale and Daryl Scott. Jim, when did you know that music, particularly this type of music, would end up defining you?
Well, actually, it probably goes back to my junior and senior year of high school. I went to a real neat school in your neck of the woods called the Carolina Friends School out there between Durham and Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of time to play my banjo. That was kind of my main interest at the time. And it just, I was really bitten by the bug. And in North Carolina and in that area, bluegrass and acoustic music was just very prominent. So I kind of knew back then.
What was it about the banjo that captured your fancy?
Well, when I first heard Earl Scruggs and Ralph Stanley play, and then Bill Keith, it just really, something about it really grabbed me. And then I started playing rhythm guitar more, though, about my senior year in high school, and and went to the North Carolina School of the Arts for college, and started kind of switching over to the guitar because I realized I was never going to be an innovator on the banjo like the three above mentioned players. And so I started writing songs when I was in college and kind of did the shift from wanting to be a bluegrass banjo player to a songwriter.
Now, you've played with Ralph Stanley, right?
Yes. We've done a couple records together with Ralph and the Clinch Mountain Boys, and I've produced a record for Ralph's bass player, Jack Cook, which ought to be out pretty soon.
What was it like the first time you had a chance to stand there and play with a legend like Stanley?
Well, one of the biggest, greatest experiences which led to me doing the albums was he'd recorded something with me for one of my country records, and I recorded something with him. And then I came to Merlefest for the first time and walked backstage. I was going to sit in with them, and at that time I'd been getting up and doing about two songs. And when I got to the dressing room about 10 minutes before they went on, they said that Ralph's son, Ralph II, who's the lead singer, was ill. So I kind of subbed for him for a couple of sets, and that's what gave me the courage to ask him to propose if he would do one album with me, and we did, and it went real well, and then we did two. And I play his festival later in May and every year, and try to get together as much as possible with him. But it's always a real thrill because Ralph is just such a outstanding man and magical musician, mm-hmm. singer.
Let's hear one of your songs.
Okay, well, here's one that I put out a couple years ago that is all songs I wrote with a fellow named Robert Hunter, who was a great lyricist and wrote a lot of stuff with Jerry Garcia that the became staples for the group The Grateful Dead, who I got turned on to when I was in high school there, Carolina Friends School. And a lot of the folks on this record are people that play at Merlefest, actually. I think just about every one of them. And Daryl is on the record, too. So, and this one's called Trash Can Tomcat.
A trash can tomcat, I'm as lonesome as a song. Call me trash can tomcat, you will never call me wrong. I will meet you in the starlight when the dusty day is through. Wiggle through the door to midnight, but I will never leave you blue. Baby, set aside some downtime. Baby, shake off your chains. Baby, if you got the incline, I will ease you of your pain. Even madness has its seasons. Well, you know it's difficult. Never ask to know the reasons when you can judge by the results. Call me trash can tomcat, I'm as lonesome as a song. Call me trash can tomcat, lonely as the day is long. Among the bones and fish tails beneath the Mississippi moon, I'll speak of love that never fails. I will even sing the tune. Call me trash can tomcat, I'm as lonesome as a song. Call me trash can tomcat, lonely as the day is long. Call me trash can tomcat, you will never call me wrong.
Trash Can Tomcat from Jim Lauderdale. I felt like I'm a DJ in college again, actually playing music on the radio.
Well, you make us feel that way, too. You make me feel like I'm in college, Dave.
Even madness has its season. I love that line. I would like to ask you something about your technique, Jim. There's something you were doing as you were picking there that's almost like a wail. It's like tears falling. You hear it in a lot of slower bluegrass-type ballads. Is there a name for that technique?
Thank you, David. I developed that after... No, I'm kidding. That was Daryl. I wish I could take credit with that. Ask Daryl about that.
Is it supposed to conjure up that image of someone crying and tears, great angst,
you know,
there?
That works for me. I didn't set out to do that, but that'd be very appropriate to as a response.
What's the story behind both of those songs?
Well, that one is when I was working on the... I would just go to where Robert Hunter was staying, and we'd chat for a little while. And he came to Nashville for about 6 weeks, and so I would, through our conversation, a melody would just pop out, and I'd leave it on a tape for him. And then the next day or two, when I'd come back, he'd have a completed lyric. And so he totally surprised and amazed me with the lyric on that. I thought that was so creative.
So it's not autobiographical.
Well, no, it's not. No, no, not at all.
And Daryl,
yeah,
you talk about Hank Williams, the ghost of Hank Williams, creating maybe a safety net for us to blame a lot of our problems on there.
Yeah, and that's been a subject that's been I've been thinking about, the general idea of being an artist in society or in as a living or any of that stuff. And I wait till the last line of the song to even mention the Hank Williams thing. But I wrote that song. It'd been brewing for a while, but actually a North Carolina luthier, a guitar maker out of Elkins, North Carolina, named Gray Burchett, sent me a guitar. He asked me, you know, if I could build you a guitar, what would you want? And I asked for a baritone acoustic guitar. And so he sent it to me, you know, after a few months of working. And literally the morning it came in, you know, I started playing basically this song, and I'd had the song written in the first 30 minutes of having that new guitar. So it has a North Carolina thing to it as far as my friend sending me that guitar. And it just gave me a way to talk about, you know, the havoc I'd been wreaking in my life, you know. And the convenient thing, of course, is to blame it on the artistic inclination. But it's kind of a... It's a weak argument to say, you know, that we do things for, I think, for artistic reasons. We're probably doing it because that's the kind of person we are. And it's convenient to sort of hinge it upon or nail it up to, you know, we're artists, so therefore forgive us, you know. So that's where I brought in the Hank Williams ghost, just because he's sort of the pinnacle icon of singer-songwriter-artist kind of deal.
Yeah, let's
I'll tell you, that is brilliant, and I've thought about that lately, about that argument that, mm-hmm. that we, you know, I've certainly, you know, given it, and I've never heard anybody tie it together in a song like that. It's
oh,
great. It's
thank awesome. You, man. Thank you.
How about another example of what we might hear this weekend?
Well, Clay, let's see here. I'll tell you what. I'll do this. I do tend to write autobiographically. It's not 100%, but a lot of times that's the subject I'm, I guess, dwelling on. So here's another one. I wrote this in Colorado, so it has a Tennessee, Colorado little thing going to it. It's called The Dreamer. So the shepherd boy says to his lady in waiting, give me your heart, but give me some time. I'm not without hope, and I'm not hesitating myself and my treasure to find. And I'll make my way back by the light of your heart. In the darkest of nights, your flame I will see. And we'll dance in the moon, and we'll raise us some babies forever. Our souls will be together. So he sells off his flock for a pick and a shovel and a fine leather bag to hold all that gold. And he takes her soft hands one last time, how he loves her with the winds of change blowing cold. Oh, goodbye, Tennessee. Here I come, Colorado. I'll piss in your streets and sleep in your hills. And I'll fill up my bag with your turquoise and silver. Suzanne, I always will love you. Well, that night she lay still, with the cold winds blowing, the sound of the whippoorwill calling through the trees. Hey, that man with a soul the size of a pickle, but he's left you to do as you please. So she moves into town and enrolls in a college and gets her a job with her teaching degree. Say to hell with you, fool. You dreamer, James Butler, by God, I'm gonna be happy. Well, of course he comes back with holes in his pockets, but ready to claim what he thought was still his. But she had a new house in town and a doctor for a husband and a nursery school full of kids. So he finds him a rope strong enough for hanging. With his heart full of sorrow, he finds him a tree. But he can't take his life, so he takes out his penknife and carves, "I'll always be a dreamer. A dreamer."
Daryl Scott. Some powerful music, guys.
Thank you. Come on down to Merle Fest.
This is
happening like 13 stages. The hardest part of Merle Fest will be trying to figure out which stage you want to go to at any given moment.
Well, you know, I was sitting here thinking as you were singing, Daryl, you've got a captive audience here. When you're performing from a stage like that, that may be intimate with 60 people, as you guys mentioned earlier, or several thousand, is it tougher to connect with the audience?
What do you think?
Well,
Jim?
Usually with me, David, when I start playing, you know, it'll be, let's say, you know, it'll be a stage and it'll be fairly full. And maybe by the second song, half of them have walked out. By the end, there are a few stragglers, but that gives the people more of a chance to check out some of the other music.
I'm kind of
a conduit that they, you know, they have me at the festival so that people can come to my show as kind of a transition type thing, you know, to leave and go to other shows.
All right, Jim, we'd like to hear one more song from you. And this takes me back to those days of radio, of playing the records, because we need this one to be about a 3-minute cut.
Okay. All right.
Or you can play us out with a lot of instrumental underneath if you would like, either way.
Okay. Well, here, you know, I had this gut feeling to do this one. It's one I recorded with Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. It's the title of a record. It's called I Feel Like Singing Today.
I've had my share of darkness and I'm headed towards the light. A melody inside me says it's gonna be alright. I'm laying down my burden and I'm breaking off the chains. Come along and join me if you feel like singing today. I feel like singing today, I feel like singing today. Lifting up my voice to say I feel like singing today. I feel like singing today, I feel like singing today. Lifting up my voice of praise, I feel like singing today.
I'll play it, Daryl.
Tell a message and I want to tell it now. I'm busting out with good news and I've got to let it out. The chorus does remind me of some friends along the way. Come along and join me if you feel like singing today. I feel like singing today, I feel like singing today. Lifting up my voice and I feel like singing today. I feel like singing today, I feel like singing today. Lifting up my voice of praise, I feel like singing today. Like singing today, oh, I feel like singing today. Lifting up my voice, praise, I feel like singing today. I feel like singing today, I feel like singing today. Lifting up my voice, praise, I feel like singing today. Lifting up my voice, praise, I feel like singing today.
Paul, take us home there, Daryl.
singing today.
The music and talents of Jim Lauderdale and Daryl Scott. We thank both of them for being on the program today. They're musicians and songwriters, comedians. You can see them both play and perform at Merlefest this week. The festival kicks off on Thursday. For more information, go to merlefest.org. Just ahead, this isn't your ordinary comic book. We'll talk with James Boyle about cartoons and property law.